morning. This is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. 140 years ago, the Danish pioneer, Den Danske Pioneer, began publishing in Omaha, Nebraska. At the beginning of March, we learned a little bit about that story and the founder, Mark Hansen, and his struggle to get that newspaper going. The individual responsible for building Den Danske Pioneer to a newspaper with a circulation of over 30,000 weekly was a man by the name of Sophus Nebel. Born in Stukkøbing, south of Copenhagen, Nebel apprenticed as a typesetter. In 1883, however, he set out for Wisconsin, intent to become a dairy farmer and win the hand of a farmer's daughter who wouldn't marry a typesetter. The farmer that Nebel worked for quickly concluded he would not become a dairyman and suggested he write Mark Hansen, then publishing Den Danske Pioneer. He saw it to see if he needed a pressman. Hansen wired him to come immediately and provided him with a railroad pass from Wisconsin to Omaha. Fearful of losing his fiancée, Sophus Nebel told the farmer of his predicament, that he couldn't become a pressman and he ran the risk of losing his fiancée. But the farmer's response is, "If she's the girl you think she is, by God, she'll come." Well, Nebel, arriving in Omaha in September 1883, was dismayed at the working conditions at the Danish Pioneer, but he admired Mark Hansen's resourcefulness. Soon, Nebel was the foreman over five printers, as well as typesetter, proofreader, and writing articles under his own byline for extra money. The following year, Hansen advanced Nebel the money to bring his fiancée over from Denmark. Nebel met her at the train station in Council Bluffs, escorted her directly to the newspaper offices, where Hansen and the editor put on their coats to serve as witnesses, and they went down to a justice of the peace and were married immediately, all before Christina could change from her traveling clothes. So what an abrupt beginning that was to the wedding. In 1887, Nebel was promoted to editor. With a growing family and having financial difficulties, he applied for and received a generous offer from a West Coast newspaper. So he went to Mark Hansen to explain his predicament and his need for a raise. Mark Hansen said to him when he heard Nebel's story that he had other plans for Sophus Nebel. He would sell him the paper. "Sell me the paper?" Nebel responded. "I already owe you over $1,000. I know what you owe, what you can make, and what you can pay," was Hansen's reply. "Think it over. Talk to your wife." Nebel's reply to that was, "No, if you're serious, I would rather go home and tell her I bought the paper. Well, put on your jacket, and we'll go up to Byron Reed and have the papers drawn up immediately." Well, when Nebel returned home, Christina responded, "We have struggled to get out of debt for our house. Now you're leading us into endless debt that will take you from me." Well, Den Danske Pioneer was not without competition either. Shortly after Nebel purchased the paper, Council Bluffs investors announced that they were going to publish Denebel. Stories would be of a higher nature, and the paper would be better edited, they said. "It won't work," was Nebel's reply. "Danes prefer rye bread to white bread." Even the readers whose pastors advised canceling their subscriptions would hide their copies of the Pioneer when the pastor visited. Nebel knew his audience. Together, Nebel and his wife made the Danish Pioneer a success, increasing the circulation to over 20,000 subscribers weekly, twice the number of any other Danish-American newspaper. During this time, Christina also bore six children And then, tragically, in February 1900, she and three of the children died from illness within a seven-day period. Despite Christina's death, Nebel continued his efforts, becoming a major spokesperson in the Danish-American community. And in 1925, he was knighted by the King of Denmark. We'll learn more about Nebel's publication and when the Danish Pioneer was banned in Denmark, making it kind of exceptional that he was knighted by the King of Denmark in an early presentation in May. But for now, I would invite you to consider coming to the museum for Tivoli Fest, where we will have an exhibit featuring the Danske Pioneer and celebrating its 140th anniversary. Thank you so much.